Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need, no matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project. We got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Today's topic, 2021 Kitchen Trends. We're coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Home Building Hero today. So we're talking 2021 kitchen trends. So these are some things that I scoured the internet for that seem to be some hot new things that you might see end up in kitchens in the coming year. And this year is going to be different because we don't have the in-person trade shows that we've had in the past. So no KBIS. No IBS as we know them in its current format. They're going to be virtual. We are going to be coming to you with a lot of updates once that event happens and providing some of that information and the trends that I see globally at that show. But I'm giving you some early peeks at some things that I have seen, and we'll pass that information along. And it'll be interesting to see this year how everything shakes out, because without having the in-person show, it will definitely affect the amount of knowledge that you can gather and the way that I report on it and all those kind of things. So we'll have to monitor that. It'll be interesting to see what kind of content we're able to get out of this particular event. But that doesn't stop us from looking and searching for some of these trends. And so let's get going. Let's talk about some kitchen trends that you may see in new homes in the next, you know, coming year to 2 years. Remember, when you're building homes, things take time. And so a lot of times when things are already put into motion, it takes several months to build a home, takes time to order product. So you may not see all these things until later in the year and maybe even into next year, but a few things have worked their way in already. All right, the first thing is the use of the color matte white. So matte white finishes are going to be more pervasive in kitchens going forward. We actually, I think, we're the early adopter on this. We actually put in matte white GE appliances in our 2020 Parade model. And in fact, they were so new that the product was literally just arriving when it got installed into our home. And so a lot of people are like, well, I haven't seen that before. What's that? And we did get a lot of comments on it, and mostly very positive. People are tiring of the stainless steel finish for appliances. The black stainless kind of had a revival and added some length to it. But people are, you know, especially with going with the whites and the grays for some of the countertops, it only makes sense to have a white appliance option as well. And the benefits of the matte white appliances are that they don't show all the fingerprints. And it's not like that stark, plain, shiny white refrigerator that everybody had in 1989, 1990. You know, that everyone knows that refrigerator. It's a very soft white and a very almost, I don't want to say like a patina finish, but just kind of a dull finish. And then you can put some interesting accent hardware. So ours had like a rose gold accent on it. And it was a very appealing looking appliances. And they got rave reviews. And we're going to see more of that. We're going to see more of the matte white finishes in the appliances going forward as it is an alternative. And it kind of gives you some flexibility as well in case you do want to do, instead of having the white cabinets, white appliances. I mean, you could do gray cabinets and have the white appliances and have some contrast that way. Or you could have them match. You could have the matched look with the white appliances kind of seamlessly blending in with the white cabinets, and then maybe using some countertops and backsplashes to offset that. So it gives you some new possibilities in order to design your kitchen. All right, the next thing that is a 2021 kitchen trend is what's called the tailored kitchen. And the concept behind the tailored kitchen is that it's not just, okay, I'm going to have one thing. Yeah, I'm going to have, you know, red woodwork and black countertops, like, you know, they did a long time ago with the cherry and then the black countertops. Or where you have, okay, we're going to do the white kitchen and then the stainless steel appliances. This is a little bit more sophisticated than that. And that's basically what it means. It means that you're going to add in multiple elements to have visual pop in your kitchen. So one example of this would be that you would utilize more colors and more finishes. So the idea behind it would be, let's say you would still have some white, like maybe you have some white cabinets, but then maybe you make the island a gray, like a dark gray island, so that visually pops. And then you also maybe have, like, say, a range hood that is a light stained wood that is like the centerpiece of it all. So what you're trying to do is build layers into the kitchen and have different visual effects come out of it. And then you can also do this with your backsplashes. You can do this with your countertops. And so what happens is it kind of mixes in multiple elements. So you don't get that whole cold feel from the cool colors, the whites and the gray. You bring in some natural, wood, some green, to bring some natural elements into the kitchen. And then you can also take that even further by bringing in metal. So maybe you have a little bit of a metal accent in your backsplash, or depending on the hardware that you use. We are seeing people use more than one hardware color as well. So maybe you have the matte black as a faucet, but yet you use brushed nickel hardware on the cabinets so that, you know, that faucet kind of sticks out more against maybe the white cabinet. And then you've got that metallic finish on the hardware. So there's a lot of ways that you can do it. And that's the idea behind the tailored cabinet. And it's just like a lot of people that are very big into fashion. You know, they're wearing multiple layers of clothes. Men wearing a different vest, like of a different color than their jacket. And then the pants are even a different color. And if it's done right, of course, that's the challenge with it, is it definitely needs to be thought out and planned out. And it can be quite a bit more expensive because you're adding in all these extra elements. But if it's done right, it can look, very impressive. It visually has some interest going on. So that is one of the trends that is up and coming, is to have more of a tailored kitchen look versus just the two-color type kitchen where it's just, okay, it's white woodwork with stainless appliances, or the, dark countertops, light cabinets, vice versa. This is taking it to another level, adding in more layers, more elements to it to enhance the look of it. The next trend that is actually coming down the pipeline is a steer away from painted woodwork and to go into light wood cabinetry. And we're talking kind of almost blondish color cabinets, very, very light stain colors, showing grain again, showing some woodwork, a light, very light maple, or like a very light, like quarter sawn oak or something like that. That is actually coming back again, whether it's an accent cabinet or, doing the whole kitchen with that very light stain, that will be something that's come back. It's been a while since we've had the lighter colors. It's been like the really dark, and then obviously a lot of painted color, colored cabinets and things like that. That doesn't mean that the whole house would be that way. That may just mean the kitchen is done that way and then the rest of the woodwork is painted. But another way to bring sort of that nature and that natural element back into your kitchen. Another trend coming down the pipeline here is with the style of the cabinet doors. Of course, shaker style cabinet doors are very popular. That's one of the most popular cabinet doors and styles out there on the market. And that's typically where it has a raised outside edge, very square in profile. Usually the outside edge is a little bit thicker than the typical cabinet door style. That's how you get that shaker look. Well, now they have a style called skinny shaker. And this is a way to kind of freshen up that look and still stay with the simplicity and the popularness of that style. So the skinny shaker look, what it is it can be done a couple different ways. You can, one, just implement it in, let's say, the drawers. So you leave the cabinet doors alone, use a traditional shaker door, but then you use a skinnier slab for your drawer. So instead of like having, let's say, an 8-inch drawer, you might only have a 4-inch drawer. in slab. So it just kind of adds a little bit of almost like a modern sleek feel to it. So that's one way to do it. The other way is, again, if you've got especially taller cabinets, you can still have that shaker look. They may thin the outside rails a little bit, and it gives that kind of a skinnier look. So you still have the shaker style, but it kind of almost modernizes it a little bit. So if it's done right, it can be very impressive, and it's a neat look. So keep an eye out for that and see if that is something that happens in cabinets and cabinet design going forward. All right, let's talk about backsplashes for a moment, because there is some new ideas and changes behind those as well. So for backsplashes, obviously we've known that the subway tile has been very popular. Before that, it was, just using, 6-inch tiles, of course, installing in brick patterns and all those kind of things. That's all been done. Now we're seeing a movement back to some smaller shaped tiles for your backsplash. And instead of doing, really obnoxious patterns and things like that, what we're seeing instead is these smaller tiles, and they can be stacked, or they can be, offset again. But people are using the smaller tiles, but they're getting stuff that has each piece is a little bit different from one another. So once you put that whole sheet of them up on the wall, it can look very different. So take, for example, let's just say the color blue. You could have multiple shades where there's, kind of an aqua color and then a little bit darker color, blue, and almost a traditional color. And each tile has slightly different tone to it. And they still blend together, don't get me wrong, but they don't all look exactly the same. So once you put them all up and you lay them on the wall, you can have a pretty impressive looking backsplash. Because even though you have these smaller pieces, you take all these slightly different color tones within the same family and you put them all together, and it can look very nice, especially if you have a good tile installer that can kind of mix the pieces in a little bit so that you don't have these big blotches, but kind of gives a neat look. So that's one of the trends that you're going to see. The other thing is using very small rectangular pieces of tile. We're talking like half inch thick or half inch in height, and maybe 1 inches, 2 inches long. So very small, little tiles. I don't want to say domino size. They'd be even, probably about half the width of a domino, but about the length of a domino, and using that for your tile as well. And that can be installed in a multitude of patterns. So you can do your traditional chevron pattern, or you can do just diagonal installs or different things like that with it as well. And it's kind of an interesting look. And I've seen multiple pictures and examples of that online, and it's pretty interesting. All right, two more quick trends for your kitchen before we wrap up here. So the next trend is hands-free faucets. Now, this is something that's come out several years ago. It's not necessarily anything new or earth-shattering, but because of the concerns of surfaces, coronavirus, people passing on, things through touch, touchless faucets have really taken off, and they have seen almost 160% growth in their market share from the previous year. Now, the only thing holding back these touchless faucets is two things. One is just cost. They are quite a bit more expensive. And then for many of these, they do require power. So if you don't have that in your home now, you not only do you just, need to maybe have a plumber, you also need to have an electrician involved. So that makes it a little more challenging for people to add that in later. But hands-free faucets are continuing to get better. They're coming down a bit on price, and obviously given the state of affairs in the world, anything where you don't have to actually touch the surface, hands-free, anything is going to be a big deal. All right, and let's move into the last segment. So we've covered countertops a little bit, we've covered appliances, we've covered finishes, we've covered cabinets. Let's talk about lighting. And one of the big trends for kitchens this year is what's called the shaded sconce light. And basically what this is it's a much bigger, like a pendant light. And it's usually like a dome-shaped type light. And what the way it works is there's basically a light bulb in the middle of it, and then this dome that goes over the top. And usually it's the dome itself is going to either be very light or very dark color. And then the inside is going to be the exact opposite. So when you look at it from the side and you see the inside, you know, part of it, you'll see that contrast right away. So we used these in our parade model as well, and they were pretty popular. So we used a black exterior. So it was like a matte black exterior, you know, dome for this sconce light. And then the inside of it had, ours had basically a gold color on the inside. So just a, not very strong, but you could just kind of see the bottom edge of it. You could see that thin line of gold. And it was pretty interesting looking. But you can get silver or gold, and then vice versa. If you're doing something where maybe you have a silver fixture like that, you can also get it where it's black on the inside. So you can kind of have that contrast. So when you look at it, you can kind of see that little hint of another color. And those are quite popular right now. And of course, most of these are bigger type fixtures, so they're going to take up some space. They're going to be a little bit larger than a traditional pendant light or something that you would use, but they can definitely bring a lot of attention to the island space. And again, if you think about this and how you use it, you know, again, if let's say you have light cabinets, you'd probably want to use a dark, you know, exterior sconce light, because then that'll offset the cabinets, and vice versa. If you have, let's say, some dark stained woodwork, maybe you'd want to do something that's lighter, that's going to pop out against it. But those are very popular right now, and there are multiple styles and finishes that you can get in that picture, and we're seeing a lot of kitchens coming out with those kind of looks being used. So that's it. That's your 2021 kitchen trends so far. We're definitely going to come back and revisit this after the International Builders Show and the Kitchen and Bath Show. I'm sure there'll be some other new products that may switch that up a little bit. But for now, that's kind of what we're seeing out there. And I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in today. And if you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss any future content. And once again, we are coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, and we'll talk to you guys very soon.